You're listening to Moms Over Coffee, a podcast designed especially for mom. So let's grab a cup of coffee and enjoy today's episode with our host, Faith Carr.
Hey, moms.
I have something really cute I wanted to share with you today. It's about prayer, and not just about prayer. We're so busy with the most important job in the world, our children. Sometimes we don't have time to pray, but boy, do we need it. Of course, there's time in the morning during our devotions, daily devotions, to just kind of get up in the quiet and have some prayer time and time reading God's word and just quiet meditation. And you know, I really love it this time of year because spring is right around the corner. And sometimes, even before the sunrise, I can hear spring birds chirping, and I just love it. It's just me, my Bible, my prayer time there with the Lord, and the birds chirping outside the window. But when my kids were small and growing up, I didn't have that kind of time during the day. Once the day got started, breakfast is, you know, you're out there, you're making breakfast, kids are about their day, and they're running around all around, and you've got lots to do. You don't always have that just still, quiet escape moment like we're having right now in Moms Over Coffee, where we can just take a breather and pray and pour out our hearts to God and what's really on our minds, or things that may be troubling us, or things that we just need encouragement about from the Lord. We just don't have that same quiet moment to escape. But Susanna Wesley, who was the mother of John Wesley and Charles Wesley, was a great mother. She had 10 children, and she taught them at home back in the 1600s, late 1600s, early 1700s. And sometimes it would get so crazy and busy in her house, it says in a story I read about her, she would just sit in the middle of the floor on a stool. She'd take her chair. She'd sit in the middle of the floor where her kids are having their time of playing around and having a busy day, maybe doing their studies, and she would take her apron and she'd just flip it over her head. She'd just flip her apron over her head. I mean, can you just picture that? There's an apron on her head. But her kids knew that was the signal. That means that mom is having some alone time with God. Sometimes you just got to take that moment. You got to make it happen. So she would just pull her chair out in the middle of the room, throw her apron over her head, and she said that's when she would pray. And those 10 kids didn't disturb her because they knew that mom was taking prayer time, a moment to be alone with God. I love that story. I heard it years ago, and it's something that I tried to apply when my kids were small. I remember one time when my children were really small playing, and I was watching them, and they finally got to the point where they wouldn't miss me. I slipped away and went upstairs to my bedroom to pray. I closed the door, and there were some really, really burdensome things on my heart. So I just stuck my nose in the corner. I closed my eyes and started to pray and pour out my heart to the Lord there quietly for a few minutes away from kids playing downstairs. And then all of a sudden, I heard something slide under the door right by my feet. And I looked, and it was a small sheet of paper. It had been folded in half 2 times. And there was my little 7-year-old son's handwriting. And on it, he wrote with really big letters. He was 7 going on 8 then. He wrote at the top of the page, encouraging words. I don't know how he got to spell that out like that, but he did. And then he put the number 1 and he wrote, you're a good mommy. 2, I love you very much. 3, I like the way you smell. He likes my perfume, I guess, or my shampoo. And finally it said, number 4, you are a super mommy. Can you imagine? I had taken my throw the apron over my head moment to go and pray. And my little son understood that I was taking some quiet time to pray and sent me a little note under the door to encourage me. Not only does taking time away to pray when we need it help us as we go through our day, but it sets an example for our children about the importance of prayer. And that's how it is. Sometimes we just have to make it happen. And if we can't get away and alone, just throw an apron over your head, so to speak, in some kind of way, and call on Jesus for the help to be the best mom we can be for today. And I know He always answers. There's a poem that says, "I got up early this morning and rushed right into my day. I had so much to do, I didn't have time to pray. Problems tumbled all around me, and heavier came each task. I whined, 'Why doesn't God help me?' He said, 'You didn't ask.' I groaned and shouted and grumbled. I tried every key in the lock. I cried, 'Why doesn't He open?' He said, 'My child, you didn't knock.'" So, I got up early this morning and paused before starting my day. I had so much to do, I had to take time to pray. I love that poem. That's a great poem. We can't afford not to take time to pray. At the start of our day and all through the day, as we need it, He gives us the strength, the wisdom, and the grace to be the moms we need to be. Jesus came to me and comforted me through this sweet little note and gesture that my son sent to me the day I, so to speak, threw the apron over my head. And as a reminder, I always keep that note, and I have kept it until this day. I'm also reminded by the situation with my son that day that I can always run to God in prayer, and He will always graciously equip me for this great calling He's given me, called mom. And that goes for all of us. I hope you enjoyed your coffee. I've had a great time today sharing with you. Have a great week. And until next time, remember, her children will rise up and call her blessed.
Thanks for joining us for Moms Over Coffee. For more information, visit our website, momsovercoffee.com. And have a great week. See you next time.